Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You ready?
Here we go!
The Slacker Show.
Let's go.
Always on in my car.
The best when I'm driving.
It gets me pumped up.
Hey! Let's go!
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Has everybody had some sort of tragic experience at a... Not tragic, but a weird experience at an amusement park?
Yeah.
I don't know I have.
You ever even... Like, I've been pantsed at an amusement park.
Oh. I just remember...
Yeah.
Oh, it's what?
Deep pants. You don't say pants. We don't have to get it in public.
Noah.
For real.
What?
Yes.
He pantsed you?
On accident.
What?
Oh, as
a kid? Yeah, we're in like Kitty Land at Elitch's or whatever. And like, I'm trying to climb out. We were in the like river. It's like what do you call it?
A lazy river. Yeah.
Lazy river. And like, I'm turning my tube in and I'm starting to climb out. And he grabs onto the back of me and I just... I jumped out of the water, and I'm like,
Jarring.
You think you're being funny. Noah, yes! My own son naked-ed me up at the thing.
Did this happen when you were younger? Did your parents just drop you off at a theme park and be like, we'll be back at 6?
Yeah, there's been a lot of... With Elitch's here, didn't they like make a new rule or something?
You're supposed to be so like,
yeah.
I have friends who would drop their kids off. It taught their kids to network because then their kids would just like stand in line and then go up to like some parents and go, can I go in with you?
Oh my gosh. We didn't have those rules growing up. So my mom would just take me and my sisters, drop us and be like, pick keep an eye on
six.
Her.
Yeah.
Well, I'll pick you up at 6. Yeah. And I was like, five.
There was like a line of payphones in front of Elitch's for this exact reason.
Yes.
It was just an abandon your children place to do.
It's so weird.
It's beyond weird when you think of the number of creeps there are in the world. They're just like, yay, free kids.
Yeah.
Just getting dropped off.
If you see Slacker in there, pull his pants down, okay? We'll be back at 6.
Well, dude, Elitch's, do we have that story? Like, Elitch's just...
Oh, yeah.
Like one, it's the big
the
crazy ride.
Thing.
Yeah, you're on a swing with the like 20-foot long chains, and you're like, yay, and it goes around and around. But then the thing
ride.
Goes up, 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 like 50 feet in the air.
Yeah.
So now you're being swung way out on these giant chains, and it got all the way to the top, and then like, stopped. And these people are just, and like, they're looking down onto Mile High Stadium. They're that high up.
I
would perish immediately.
Yeah, actually, the thought of it just made me...
I don't think that's that bad, because you're just sitting in a swing.
I know,
but you
like,
don't know
this...
how they're going to get you down. And it's like, are they going to like put a ladder up there? Because if they do, I'm like, nope, just let me die. Because the idea of unstrapping from is way worse.
They would strap you into something else before they...
I'm getting legit dizzy.
I know.
My feet dangle in this chair I sit in, and I'm just like,
crazy, right?
Yeah.
How are you going to get down?
I don't know. So, like, we want to know if you were ever part of one of those experiences.
If you were there, please call us and tell us how they got you down.
How long were you up there? because it happens all the time. Like roller coasters just get stuck.
Right.
And you're.
Yeah. Didn't realize this was going to be so traumatizing.
Well, I mean, but it doesn't have to be that traumatizing. Like, again, one of my friends, they went on the Vegas roller coaster where they tell you specifically 100 times, take all personal items out of your pockets. And it's like, yeah, bring my phone.
I'm going to sit on it. It's fine.
Yeah. Kid left his brand new, it was his birthday trip, got a brand new phone, got to drive one of the fancy fast cars in Vegas, got to drive like a Lambo, and then they did this roller coaster. Phone, gone. He's like, I'm wearing pants. It's like, it doesn't, they told you to take it out.
Unless it has a zip pocket.
Yes. Unless it has, it hacks cargos with a button.
Thank you. Yeah.
A good button, well, though. Not a little one. If
slacker is any indication, pants don't always stay on.
It's kind of true. All right. So if you've got something weird that's happening at an amusement park, we'd love to hear your story. 303-222-5423. You can call or text.
Mine's not like a horror story, but my interaction with an amusement park, I did some work for a guy for like a year, and it was in radio. It's like, and he was supposed to pay
sounds
me.
Sounds like before OnlyFans.
Yeah.
He was supposed to pay me, and he never paid me. But when he finally like saddled up with me, he had done trade.
Saddled up?
Saddled up. What? Saddled. Is that it?
I like saddled the idea up. Of him saddling up.
It was
up.
A weird job. he made a trade with the amusement park in town. And so he paid me for like a year's worth of work in gift cards to this amusement park.
Oh, that's awesome.
That sounds amazing.
It was not, rent did not accept that.
Oh, you're right.
So, you know, so I just had to burn these. So every weekend for
you like, just go eat there?
We would go eat. I'd take my wife, be like, you want to see a show? And we'd end up at the magic show again. Just like an entire summer of just almost every day we were going to just burn through.
Horrible.
Just burn through all these gift cards that I had worked so hard for and then didn't get real money. So I
should have sued.
Yeah.
Well,
do you know what I don't like about your story?
What?
It's not giving Erica any anxiety.
No, I like actually feel unwell right now because of these stories. So if you want to make me puke.
Yeah. Let's do another one from the news. Did you see this one?
What one?
Where there was a roller coaster in Kansas City and a teenage girl, her seatbelt came off. She started to scream. The person next to her, who we think is also a minor, right?
Yeah. It looked like it from the photo.
Doesn't do a damn thing about it. The two people in the seat in front of her are adults, and they turn around and basically hold her in. And they said on some of the curves or loops, they could barely keep her in the car.
And the drops.
Oh, yeah. My gosh.
Like, she was going to fly out, and, like, at some point, you haul ass past that camera that gets pictures of y'all going like, wee! That picture,
it was
you
not
should
wee.
See their faces.
Yeah.
Their arms are behind them holding this girl in the roller coaster.
I may never go on a roller coaster again after hearing this story.
Do you think they still charged them for the picture?
I don't think anybody wants the picture. You should see the abject terror on their face.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
And they've got the girls blurred out, but they've got the grown-ups just like holding this girl in the ride. Okay. And also, we talked about this a long time ago. A woman got hit in the face with a duck.
That one's kind of funny.
Yeah.
It's really funny until it happens to you. Remember, I said this before. Fabio got hit in the face with a goose.
Did it break his face?
Oh, broke his face hard.
Oh, yeah.
Also, like, would you have duck guts all over you?
Yeah, it's gross.
Duck!
Oh. Okay.
All right, well, if you're still listening and you want to call about your amusement park things, 303-222.
Oh, my gosh.
5423.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Did you know that parents rank teaching financial literacy as the toughest life skill? That's where Greenlight comes in, the debit card and money app made for families. With Greenlight, you can send money to kids quickly, set up chores, automate allowance, and track spending with real-time notifications. Kids learn how to earn, save, and spend responsibly, while parents have peace of mind knowing smart money habits are being built with guardrails in place. Try Greenlight risk-free today at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
Tell us your story.
303-222-5423. The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
So we're calling this Give Erica Anxiety.
Aww.
It's basically things that have happened to you at an amusement park. Can be as simple as having your pants taken down by your son, or it could be stranded upside down on a roller coaster or a... like the people at Elitch's were stuck on that swing, which is...
And
like
we were
the
talking,
scariest.
How would they possibly get you down, right?
Yeah.
Well, a firefighter texted and said, we would strap you to us, then unclip you and bring you down while we are strapped to a cable that keeps us from falling.
Told you.
I still don't like it.
I'm not unhooking. Mm-hmm. I'm not unhooking.
You're not unhooking. That's the thing. Because they're going to connect you to them before they unhook you from swing.
I'm just saying, I remember like getting stuck on ski lifts. And it's like, oh, we'll move it forward till we can get you to a ladder. And I'm like, and then what?
Yeah.
And then I get to the ladder? No. Fix the ski lift, bring a helicopter, but no.
Mm-hmm.
We done?
Okay.
All right. So we're taking your stories as well. Andrea?
Hi.
Yay.
Amusement parks. What happened?
Yes. Well, I grew up with the little carnivals that used to come to the mall and they would assemble them in like 15
minutes. Those are
scary.
It's not the fact that they can assemble them in a mall parking lot. It's the fact that they can disassemble them and get out of town before the lawyers find them.
Yeah.
That's the
thing. I mean, back then, that wasn't even a thing we were thinking of. We just wanted to get dizzy and go fast, you know?
Put it on my tombstone, Andrea.
Just wanted to get dizzy.
Okay, so what happened?
It was that ride that was just one big circle, and you go around and around, and you go upside down, and we got stuck upside down.
Wait.
And my little brother and I were on it, but the whole track got stuck hanging upside down.
Nope.
Or is it like the claw looking thing?
No, it's just a big circle, and you're just in a thing of cars that's connected, and it just goes around and around. And at one point,
I see it now.
Yep, the snake.
You got stuck upside down?
Yep.
Yes, and my little brother had just completely pigged out, and he couldn't hold it in, and it didn't hit anybody, but he threw up just because we were hanging there for so long.
Oh, I would, too.
I know.
I would, too.
He hurled on upside down? Oh, that's the worst.
Guy, that's the worst throw up ever.
Oh, man. I've never thrown up upside down, but I kind of want to try it.
No.
That's pretty
poor
cool.
Poor kid. He still won't go to amusement parks.
No, don't.
Yeah.
All right, he'll eat at the mall food court again.
Okay. Thank you, Andrea. Mike?
Yay.
Amusement parks, what happened to you?
I was in like middle school or high school, something like that, and I was on the Mighty Racer at Elitch's, and I was a skater kid, and I wore those really loose shoes, and my shoe flew off when I was on the ride. I got off the ride to go look for it, and apparently I hit some kid in the face. It was sitting there like bleeding out of his face, and my shoe sitting right next to him.
I'm just gonna.
No, you did. You
give me that.
Or you take the shoe you have on and just chuck it. And just get
at
rid of the evidence. No,
finish the job. Finish him.
You get rid of the evidence that it was your shoes.
Oh man.
Oh my God, Mike. Did you go back and get it?
Yeah, they watched me walk over and slide it right back onto my foot. Obviously, very loose, and walk away.
Dude, you are the biggest dirtbag.
You didn't think to go. Are you okay?
Well, I said sorry. I checked on him. I said sorry, but I just played it right back on. They knew it was definitely loose.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's not really a Cinderella moment. That's that guy.
Thanks, Mike. Lauren?
Hey.
Yay. Amusement park. What happened?
Okay, so I was at Lakeside.
Okay,
And I was.
I don't know that Erica knows what that is.
I do. I've driven past it.
Where,
I don't like the looks of it. I'm sorry.
No, it's wood. Things are made out of wood.
I was in a ride that like goes around in a circle, and they put you in like this little cage ball, and I went in by myself. I was like in high school. And when I got in, the guy like buckled me in, whatever. Well, then my seatbelt became unbuckled and this thing flips in the air. And as it's flipping, I'm unbuckled, holding on for dear life and screaming. And the guy, I was like, stop. And the guy thought I was having the greatest time of my life, screaming, having fun. When it stopped, and I'm like rolling, I felt like I was in a dryer, like rolling around almost in this thing. And I got out and I was like, I almost died. And the guy was like, young kid, like laughing, thought it was the funniest thing ever. And I still think about this to the day. Like, I still have not gone back to Lakeside and refused to take my kids because of that.
Yeah, no, it's, yeah.
You guys know what thing she's talking about, right? It kind of looks like a Ferris wheel, but you are in a spinning ball. Yes. You were in a dryer.
You were.
You were.
Yes,
that's But, like, the door, I understand your seatbelt broke, but that door is not secure either. Like, you could
certainly not going to hold the weight of a human.
Being flung around? No.
No.
It's not meant to. Oh, my God.
No.
Okay, I don't feel good. We're going to keep it. Okay, one more. Aura.
Yeah.
Amusement park. What happened to you?
I was on the Tower of Doom. I was on the Tower of Doom at Lakeside.
I think that's at Elish's, but yeah.
And it got stuck at the top for 5 minutes.
Oh, is this thing really, really high? I haven't been.
Yeah.
It's the Tower of Doom.
No, thank
you. It's not the Tower of Yay. It's the Tower of...
And how old are you?
I'm 10.
And when was this?
Last year I was nine.
Okay.
I don't like it.
She made it.
Yeah, I mean,
I'm glad to hear you.
The Slacker Show.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.